Bulletin board. Simple service. Giving service doesn't always need to be a big project. Here are a few simple ways you could serve others. Read a book to a younger child or someone who has trouble seeing. Make a get well card for someone who's sick. Help someone pull weeds, rake leaves, or shovel snow. With your family, pick up litter in a nearby park. With a parent or your family, help an elderly person with household chores, such as washing windows, drying dishes, or dusting. What are some other ways you can think of to serve? Run, jump, play, crossing the stream. You may need assistance with some of these activities. Lay two long pieces of string or yarn on the ground to form a make-believe stream. Make the stream narrow in some places and wide in others. Place coins along one side of the stream to mark places to jump across. Take turns trying to jump across the stream without touching the string. Try different ways of jumping, such as on one foot or with feet together. Journal Junction. Jesus Christ spent his life serving others. When we serve others, Heavenly Father and Jesus are pleased with us. Take some time this month to read Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Then write in your journal about why you think serving is important. Cheerful bananas. Create a happy face to enjoy as a yummy snack. Peel a banana and cut it in half the long way. Put one of the halves cut side down on a plate. This will be the face's smile. Use finger foods to make eyes, a nose, eyebrows, ears, and other facial features. Some foods you can use are raisins, nuts, pineapple rings, olives, cherries, and pieces of cheese. For hair, mix a few drops of food coloring into shredded coconut. Making a difference. We are very interested in doing humanitarian work. We sold cupcakes and brownies and earned money by moving wood for our neighbor. We donated the money to humanitarian aid. We also like to volunteer with a group that puts together kits to send to places around the world that need help. At Natalie's birthday party, the theme was helping hands. Instead of giving her presents, we put together newborn kits, school kits, and quilts for the Humanitarian Center. We know that there are people around the world who need our help and our money more than we do, and that everyone is a child of God. Remember, just two people can make a big difference. Katie S. and Natalie W., ages 11 and 10, Utah. End of bulletin board,